Siree, Bob, what the hell am I going to do? It's here again, that time of year that people say is great, when Santa and his elves appear as little children wait, when wreaths are placed on all the doors and happy carols sound. But all I see are lines in stores as traffic jams abound. Here is the dream I wish at Christmas. Santa would take the season off. Rudolph would visit friends in Iceland. St. Peter's choir would get a cough. And Sue would stay at home in Boise. Great pines would stay out in the woods. Macy's would be so much less noisy. Elves would enjoy their neighborhoods. Store windows that you have to pass wouldn't blare out tunes that shatter glass. Times Square wouldn't be a blot more or less. Is that too much to ask? Here is the dream I wish at Christmas. She'd smile when I come through the door. We'd laugh as friends and family kiss us. Things would be like they were before.
To tell the truth, honey, I don't have any place else to go.
That's silly, Daddy. You have a lovely apartment right upstairs on the 17th floor.
Well, actually, it's your mother's apartment.
Well, the two of you are married.
At least for the time being.
What's that supposed to mean?
Helen, I'm pretty sure your mother is about to leave me.
On Christmas?
Well, it's not really a big holiday for her.
She should still wait till the first of the year.
Why is that?
It doesn't matter if you mess up New Year's. Everyone's always depressed then anyway. I wonder why that is.
Unmet expectations. And I think that's your mother's problem with me as well, now that I mentioned it. Unmet expectations.
You've been a perfect father, Daddy.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, but I don't seem to have been the perfect husband, at least according to your mother.
You could change.
At my age, that's highly unlikely.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I have a plan. I'm going to try to recreate the moment when your mother first fell in love with me and see if I can jumpstart her dwindling affections.
Well, why don't you march right upstairs and get started?
No, I have to do it tonight at your mother's party.
Do what?
I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus.
You're going to dress up as Santa Claus?
Yes.
And how was that going to save your relationship with Mother?
And it was how we first met. It was a big party and I was dressed as Saint Nick and she sat on my lap and told me what she wanted for Christmas.
Daddy, you met Mother when she was a little girl?
No, of course not. She was a fully grown woman and that's why it was so charming. There were all these stuffy rich people standing around drinking and she sat right down on my lap and gave me her Christmas list extemporaneously.
I'm sure it was quite extensive.
Yes, it was. But she wasn't like all those other dull, rich people at the party. And now we both are.
You're not dull, Daddy.
Well, thank you for that, dear. Actually, I'm not rich either.
Was Mother always like she is now?
No, never mind. She used to make me laugh.
That's pretty hard to believe.
No, I know, but it's true. That's why I've got to get that Santa Claus suit.
You really think that will work? She sees you in the Santa Claus suit, and she remembers that she used to make you laugh.
Well, it's the best idea I've got, and in fact, it's the only idea that I've got. And it's better than doing nothing. I have to try.
So what's stopping you?
Well, I'm short $10.
How much is the suit?
$10.
You know you're not good for it.
I know.
Here, Daddy, Merry Christmas. I hope it works.